On Saturday, August 8th, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation to an interview by journalist Charles Norton for an article that appeared in The House magazine on September 18th, 2009. The House magazine is a prestigious and impartial political publication that is most read weekly by members of parliaments of both houses and within the Palace of Westminster in the United Kingdom. The interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai, which took place via video conference, covered a broad range of topics from the current critical state of global warming, the harmful impacts of methane, organic farming, to the melting of the Arctic permafrosts, to the detrimental planetary impact of raising livestock for human consumption. It also delved into the immense benefits of the organic vegan solution to immediately curb global warming. We now present the interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by journalist Charles Norton for The House magazine.
Do you think His Royal Highness Prince Charles can help inspire Great Britain back to its world leadership status through his sterling environmental efforts?
Oh, yeah. I'm grateful to His Royal Highness Prince Charles for his forthright courage and fearless eloquence in speaking out on the environment. How many leaders do this, you see? I really respect him. Salute him. He is also a man of action and ahead of his time. For example, he opened an organic produce market and is trying very hard to halt deforestation of the rainforest worldwide, which, by the way, 80% of deforested Amazon rainforest, for example, was for cattle grazing. Most of the remaining 20% is for growing soy, again for cattle feed. Prince Charles is also trying to minimize his own carbon footprint, such as in his transportation. He also donated from his own fund $2.8 billion, that's almost $3 billion, for forest preservation. Who else would do this? See? He's kind of the one and only. In his memorable words, we can only be courageous and revolutionary in solving climate change. That's what he said. Courageous and revolutionary. His leadership is inspiring people, not just in Great Britain, but worldwide. We need more leaders like him, Charlie. Of course. Not for achieving status or recognition, but to save the world, to save the planet for us and our loved ones' generations. Thank you. I thank him immensely. I can never thank him enough.
The UK government has already implemented numerous innovative climate change policies and initiatives with more to follow. Which of these do you think have been most effective and are most likely to inspire other nations around the world?
Oh, you asked me to pick one of the best stars in the sky, or to choose, like, which roses are the best in the garden. I think all of them are good, yes. And I commend humbly the UK government for all its leadership in this area very much, and laud all its projects towards the country's low emissions future. You see, UK is also an island, even though it's a big island, but we should feel worry, yeah? But if I may, I would like to highlight the government's important work in sustainable food policy. As early as July 2008, a report commissioned by Prime Minister Gordon Brown to evaluate the UK's food policy acknowledged that a healthy, low-impact diet would contain less meat and fewer dairy products than we typically eat today. Ever since then till now, The same idea has been promoted in the UK government, such as by advisor Professor Tim Lang of the National Health Service and the Committee on Climate Change. The government is even helping farmers to go green by publishing a guide called The Code of Good Agricultural Practice. But the UK also has leaders who have adopted or advocated a plant-based diet, such as the Secretary of State for Environment and Food Rural Affairs, Hilary Benn, Member of Parliament David Drew, and EU Parliament's Vice President Edward Macmillan. These are good signs in the right direction, and all countries could benefit from looking up at the UK's examples. I wish the UK would continue in this direction and do much more to facilitate vegan, vegetarian living for your people, just as you did to curb smoking. See, it worked, huh? Curb smoking, it worked, so it could do with meat. To really not miss the point of no return in climate change, the government needs to be bold and unprecedented. I hope the UK government rises to the occasion to lead the way to save the planet. I hope UK be a leader of the world in this. In short, any UK policy for peace, constructive aid, and compassionate veg lifestyle, as well as green projects, are the best. And the UK government can propose and or implement many in this category. My heartfelt congratulations and gratitude. God bless the UK government and people for all this. Thank you.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
With the emergence of the Asian economic powers, including China and India, and their increasing energy demands, what goals would you like to see such nations set in this regard?
I would imagine, of course, the heaven on earth. And to achieve this, it would be best for these energy-spending countries to develop in a wise and sustainable way. They all know that already. The question is to put it into practice, the knowledge that we have already accumulated. They should set goals to use sustainable energy and minimize their greenhouse gas emissions in their industries, because every effort is worth the benefit to their citizens' health, environment, and even the economy. This is the true meaning of prosperity. Unfortunately, as countries develop, their demand for meat also increases, as they can more easily afford it. However, this is extremely counterproductive, because demand for meat pushes up energy demands enormously, while worsening global warming, raising animals' is responsible for 80% of all greenhouse gas emissions from the agriculture sector. Here are three reasons why these developing countries should also set no meat and instead propagate vegan lifestyle as their number one goal. First is to save energy for better purposes. Meat production is energy intensive and grossly energy inefficient. To produce 1 kilogram of beef consumes 169 megajoules of energy, or enough energy to drive an average European car for 250 kilometers. 1 6-ounce beefsteak costs 16 times as much fossil fuel energy as one vegan meal, containing three kinds of vegetables and rice. The UN IPCC's chair, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, further points out that meat requires constant refrigerated transportation and storage, the growing and transportation of the animal's food, a lot of packaging, a lot of cooking at high temperatures for long periods, and a whole lot of animal waste products that also need to be processed and disposed of. Meat production is so costly and inefficient, so unsustainable, that it is bad business to produce meat. Second, besides energy, precious land, food, and water resources already scarce in these very countries are also wasted or degraded to unacceptable degrees. One study in India found that to produce 1 kilogram of beef requires 7 kilograms of grain for feed instead of direct human consumption, while yielding less than one-third the amount of protein. The poor are bound to suffer from hunger. And overall, increased meat consumption has always been correlated with jumps in chronic diseases such as cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, whereas before that, these ills were virtually unknown. Finally, one reason why developing countries should say no to meat production and consumption is that by turning to the plant-based diet, they will gain invisible benefits as well. In India and China, it is already taught in their traditions, in the law of ahimsa, meaning non-violence, and the law of karma, which says, as you sow, so shall you reap. Meaning, by turning to the virtuous, compassionate diet of vegan alone, they would generate such a positive, constructive energy. This new loving power could even stop the effects of climate change in their vulnerable lands and open up people's innovative thoughts to solve all manner of economical, social, and technological problems. And every country, whether developed or developing, will flourish in ways beyond our imagination. I promise, it is true. Thank you, John.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
What type of world would you ideally envisage us living in 20 or 30 years from now, if we can work together?
What kind of world would you imagine? Huh? If we all work together, huh, Charlie? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be a dream come true, Charlie? Yes. This is a dream that all of us want to materialize, Charlie. See? A wonderful future in a peaceful, abundant world where all can live and thrive in security and comfort. No more war, no more hunger, no more urgent threat of climate change. A lot of time for new and incredible inventions and activities. A lot of time for rebuilding a better, more benevolent, noble, worthy world for us and for the future generations. This planet is a wonderful creation. It's a beautiful piece of jewel. It's so rare in the whole cosmos. If we can preserve it, Charlie, we are truly miracle workers. And it's so simple to do it. Just be veg. If we all be veg, go green, and do good now, our dream world will materialize in just a short couple of years, Charlie. Simply put, if we all work together, be veg, go green, do good deed, we will have heaven on earth. So be it. Thank you. Thank you for your wonderful presence.
Not at all. Very interesting to speak to you. If you were speaking to developing countries, I suppose as an aim to see a country go vegan, it's a very high aspiration for any country to go for. I mean, what do you see as a sort of lesser goal than sort of ultimate veganism for, say, the developing world?
Like what?
I don't know. I mean, what do you think is the first step maybe before they can become vegans or vegetarians? I mean, it's a very big step for the world.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you see a sort of a stepping stone?
I understand. I wish I could offer another solution, Charlie. But all the scientific, medical, financial, economic evidence pointed toward this direction, that we have to be vegan and fast in order to save our planet, first of all, before we do anything else. I wish I could say something else more. I wish then I would be more popular, Charlie. Do this, do that, no problem, you know, I promise. I wish I could have another easier solution, but we don't have time, Charlie. We are running out of favor with the climate. Yes? We are running out of favor with heavens. We have to redirect our route. Return it. Your farm is where?
My girlfriend's farm is in Dorset.
In Dorset. Suppose you're running out of time to see your girlfriend. It's her birthday. Or whatever, that important day or anniversary of your first meeting together. And it's very important. You have to be there or else. And you are trying to go to Dorset. But then you realize you're mistaken. You go the other opposite direction. So what to do now? Turn around, oh? As quick as possible. It's as simple as that. You have no other choice, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Just to turn around. I wish I could find another solution, but all the evidence doesn't favor any other solution except vegan diet. And then we can have other solutions when we have more time, Charlie. We have only a few years now. And we don't know what comes yet even. Now it's a swine flu, but what else? I cannot tell you. I don't want to know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any other solution, yes? Be green is just a by the way, okay? Be veg is the only, the main, the 90% solution. And be green, of course we have to be green. It's better to have a less polluted planet, of course. But CO2 is not the main problem. It's not our main problem. Methane is. Nitrous oxide is. These all come from animals' product. And these are the ones that heat up the planet and fast. 100 times or 60 or 100 times more than CO2. So what do you suggest yourself? After all, I have told you about all the evidence and all the scientific findings and all the, you know, information. What would you suggest that I say? To please people?
No.
Yes. I mean, even if I want to please people, I can't say otherwise. Charlie, I'm not putting myself in a favorable position as a spiritual teacher, as well as a world citizen, by telling people to be vegan. If I were to be no vegan or no vegetarian, I would have had more students, yes? And I would be more favorable with governments, the meat industry. The meat industry is one of the most powerful industry in the whole world. I am going against the trend, Charlie, but I can't say otherwise because I want to save my planet. No matter what, I have to tell the truth, Charlie, okay?
Yeah.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Do you think targeting sort of big supermarkets in the UK is a good thing to do on this kind of thing?
Like, what would you think we should do?
Like Tesco's and, I mean, you know, sort of factory farming and that kind of thing, particularly with livestock, is obviously very, very damaging. I mean, are free-range hens better for you, or you have to go all the way to vegan?
Okay, free-range. You mean animals run around the field? Okay, but they still produce methane, Charlie, It is the methane that is the trouble also. Of course, in the free range, the animals have more freedom, and it's better for them. And I would like that too. But, you know, we raise and slaughter billions of animals per year. We can't stop the climate change with all this methane hitting our planet, and in turn, hitting the Arctic. Yes? Hitting the South and North Poles, and in turn, also hitting the permafrost. So all the methane from the animals hit the ice melt, and the permafrost expose and melt as well. So all this methane come out together with the animals' methane. We can't be saved, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
We are heated everywhere. If we still continue with animals raising practice, one animal farm produces more waste and pollution than the whole city of Houston, Texas. Industry and humans all together, for example, that is the fourth largest city in the United States. Imagine how many animal farms we have, not just one. You see, it's just the chain effect of it. You see, animal farms heat the ice melt, and the sun reflect more heat in the water, and they heat further, melt further ice and heat further the planet, and the permafrost produce more methane, heat more. Continue like this? We cannot stop. I wish we could do something else, Charlie. I wish there's a magical wand, I could wave it and say, oh, blah, we're done, no problem. No, we have to be responsible for our action. Everything has to come from us. There's no miracle here. Even God wants to save the planet. We have to help him. We are God. All of us. Because the Bible says we have the kingdom within, and we are the children of God. So it's about time, even if it's not for the planet, it's about high time that we behave like children of God. Like, you know, benevolent, noble, protective of all the weak, and, you know, the meek. We're not doing what we should do as a children of God. How? If we're harassing the weak and the defenseless animals, we cannot call that the children of God's behavior, no matter what excuses. In the Bible it says, I made all the animals to befriend you and to help you. How could we eat our friends, kill our helpers, and call us children of God? Excuse me. I'm sorry if I offend anybody out there. The truth is unalterable. But you have really good question. Please continue if you want.
No, that's great. That's great. No, it's very all-encompassing. Been great.
Okay, love. As I told you already, I wish I could be more diplomatic.
No. I don't think it's not a subject to be diplomatic about.
Yes.
Doesn't help.
I am already very diplomatic, I'm telling you. Yes. I chose word and, you know, I truly have tried to be less blunt.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope I deliver the message clear and strong enough.
It's refreshing to hear the strong speaking like that.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie, and it has been very nice to be in your presence, and to know that your girlfriend is a farmer is very, very...
And just crops, not livestock, just crops.
I know. Yeah, that's why. It's a very, very pleasant thing to know. Mm. And I think your relationship will be fine, because you are farmers, half of it. So you can go back to your farm. and be vegan. Tell your girlfriend. Adopt vegan practice. Vegan farm, yes. You will see how much she earned more than before. many of the Vietnamese farmers that we interview also on the Supreme Master Television, which I also watched, saying that because some of their land don't have water, some of the area in Vietnam has very little water, little rain, and they plant those organic farming produce that is suitable for that land. And they say the benefit is multifold, more than conventional and more than others. Yes? Okay. That is just to tempt her, no?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, she grows a lot of vegetables, actually. So, yeah.
We have all kind of information about organic farming on our television website, exclusively for organic farming method, you know, for different lands and different practices that we collect from all over the world and still collecting to help people who want to be organic farmers. In fact, it costs less money, less water, less land, and more profit. What else can a farmer want, huh?
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you, thank you. And it's been my honor. Thanks for helping with this, you know, movement to save our world. Because it's the only world we have, Charlie. We can't buy it anywhere else. We cannot buy it. And we would, you know, love our children to be able to continue to enjoy it. It's a pity to waste this planet, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? All right, thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Love and hug to your girlfriend, yes. And good luck to your career. And good luck to your relationship.
Thank you. Thank you. And best wishes
God
to
bless you.
You.
God bless you. God bless you, Kay.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Bye. Bye.
We appreciate your earth-loving company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through ascetic realms, coming up next after noteworthy news. May heavens bless you and your loved ones with much joy and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.